Welcome back. If you just tuned in, the show's almost over. Start at 6 minutes after the hour, but thanks for joining me. And you could go to the podcast. Go to the podcast. Radio, you've come to suck your blood. RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Podcasts are up and running. They're back. Pass the word. The podcasts are back. That was a great interview, or I should say a great guest. I want to pat myself on the back. And with the National Association of Realtors. I've been on 14 years, never had a guest from the National Association of Realtors. We're moving on up. I wonder if you could, is that one of the seven protected classes? How did the Jeffersons get by with that moving on? Okay. So low appraisals that don't reflect rising markets are ruining deals. There's a headline. This guy, Kenneth Harney, he writes for, I guess he's out of Washington, and he's saying that, you know, sometimes multiple bids push a price up above what the seller's asking, and we're in low inventory. I was mentioning that earlier. Are appraisers still coming in with values below the agreed upon price? So there was a poll of realtors, the National Association. They found 33% of the salespeople reported appraisal problems during the month of May. Even appraisal experts concede that this is a troubling issue. Frank Gregor, former chairman of the Florida Real Estate Appraisal Board and appraiser in St. Petersburg, says that many appraisers are reluctant to make the upward adjustments they know to be justified by recent positive appreciation trends because they fear criticism that they are potentially overvaluing the property, exposing lender clients to costly buyback demands by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or future litigation. Well, you know, on the one hand, it's kind of reasonable. It's kind of a fine line. Where do you, you know, you get caught up in a market that suddenly is pushing up, and is it, what's that? There was a term, something exuberance, something like inappropriate exuberance. I can't remember what it was. And certainly, you know, it went on for a very long time. So where do you draw the line? Do you go with a lower valuation so as to not upset hyper-cautious reviewers at the appraisal management companies that now control the bulk of home real estate appraisals assignments? Gregory went on to say, or Gregory, I guess it is. One appraiser in his area recently assembled strong supporting data to make an upward adjustment to a valuation that was based on recent sales on comparable houses. When he delivered the report to the appraisal management company that hired him, then official of the company sent it back immediately with instructions to revisit the upward adjustment he made. In other words, get rid of it. Joseph Petrowski, owner of Right Track Financial Group, mortgage company, too often evaluations in upward trending markets aren't catching up with the new values, let alone a property that was involved in a bidding war. So is a bidding war, does that create a new value? That's me talking. Appraisers are scared to death to report rising values. Petrowski went on to say, I talked to them and they are beside themselves. Then you got to pay for two appraisers. They should feel they have to deliver appraisals. They feel they have to deliver appraisals they know should be higher. Dennis Smith, co-owner of Stratus Financial Corp. in Huntington Beach, says the problem is magnified when the appraiser assigned by the management company travels 30, 40 miles away, have no insights to the local neighborhood appreciation trends that might be happening. So the answer, of course, for sellers and buyers and real estate agents is to make sure that you assemble accurate data on comparable sales, pending sales, try to find out what they're in escrow for, and make sure the appraiser sees the data, and then he's going to have to do his job. And it's tough. There's no quick answer there. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.